Okay, we are on the second widest line on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Lots of good, I got it to hear it. To be honest, I didn't finish all of it, but let's start with Maschil Bato Mashlim Hanavi. We learned in the Mishnah about what you daven on Rosh Hashanah. I assume that's what I was talking. Yeah, Ein Post Me'asar Machil Me'asar Zichronos. Oh no, that's the previous Mishnah. Ein Maskirin Zichron Machil V'Shofar Shalpronos Maskil B'Torah Mashlim Medavi. Right, you start with the Torah Pesukim, and then you finish off with the Nevi'im Pesukim about Machil Zichronos and Shofar, whichever one, whichever section you're in. So Im Hishlim Yevet In L'Chachilolo. I think this is a question, right? When Rabbi Yossi says it, Im Hishlim Torah Yata. If you finished in the Torah, then you're Yotzei. That implies that that would be only b'diavad. Im hishlim yasa, right? The word yasa is sound like, okay, you did what you had to do. But what about l'chachil lo? It sounds like l'chachil, you have to do more. So tanya b'yosi yom mashlim b'torah, harizim meshubach. If it's Meshubach, how could it just be Yatsa? So the Gemara says, Ema Mashlim, not Im Hishlim, not if you finish, but you should finish. The Gemara says, wait a second, but Im Hishlim, Kitani, it says that, Yevid in Chilolo. So how could it come from Maschim Batorah, Mashlim Banavi, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mashlim Batorah, Im Hishlim Banavi Yatsa? So here Mashlim doesn't just mean you're saying all the Torah Pesukim, it means that you're finishing with the Torah Pesukim, right?
Right.
That's your conclusion is also important, not just the main thrust, but also your clinching phrase. So here, if you're saying you should finish with the Pesukim in Torah, and I think we do this. I think if you look at the Pesukim, we go through Torah Nevi'im Ketuvim, and then the last Pesuk we often will quote like a one-liner. I can't remember. Maybe, I don't remember. I think that's the thing that we do. Okay. So that's what we're saying Rabbi Yossi really means. He really means that you should be mashlim Torah, and if you're mashlim the Navi, it's still Yossi b'di'evet. Tanenai mehachem Rabbi Yossi v'asikin hayu mashlim min osa b'Torah. Right? The v'asikin, those who are particularly scrupulous about their mitzvot, they finished with Sukkim from the Torah. When it comes to Zichronos and Shrovos, those themes have a lot of psukim. El Machios plus Hu Dehavyon. There are only three psukim that could be relevant for this theme. What psukim? Hashem Lokavimo, stress mouth bow. Okay, there's one pasuk where it says Melech bow. Vayhi Bishrun Melech, the end of the Torah, and then Hashem Yimloch Li'olam V'ayah by B'shalach V'hanan V'in and Esther V'leika. We need 10, and we don't have 10. Amar Rav Huna Tashma Shema Yisrael Hashem L'kein Hashem Echad Malchus. Give Rabbi Yossi, that's referred to as Rabbi Huda Omer Ein Malchus.
I'm shocked there aren't four.
Yeah, I don't know what they mean by only three. It must be
something. I think that they went through, and all they could find is three psukim in the Torah that mention God as king.
Right, the literal word melech, yeah.
Word.
Yes, Rabbi Yehuda Omer in a machos. No, when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's not machos. If you remember, there was a part of the doc yesterday that it said the word Elokeinu could be a reference to some kind of machos. It was a little enigmatic exactly how that would be, but okay. Yadata Hayom Hashivos Elovavecha Ki Hashem Hu HaElokim Ein Od. So that's a machos. Says Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Machlus. No, just because it's Elokim doesn't mean it can make a machlus. Tareis Lazaske Hashem Elokinu Elokim Ein Od Milvado. So that is also in Devarim. He says Machlus. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Machlus. According to Rabbi Yossi, there are three other psukim that are referenced to Machlus, the Machlus of Hashem. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says no, none of those are, and really there are only three. Hold on. I'm not exactly sure.
We have to look to see what the Yes, you really do. I know we have four. I know we have the three, and then we have one to conclude. But
I don't remember. There's plenty of machlos in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, though.
But I think we do this three and one.
Yeah, we do. I think we do the conclusion thing. I don't remember. It's only three. We only do three.
I think we do three from the Tzumah, three from Tzilim, Ketuvim.
Okay.
Three from Navi, and then we conclude with one from the Tzumah. I think this is what we have to look at in Knox.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The number of verses of the thing, nine and something, okay.
Right. Okay, new Mishnah. Hovel zayin tefillah yom kippur shlosh shanah hashen maskiya b'shas ha'halal harisha makra ha'halal. So somebody goes in front of the table, meaning he's chazan on Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah. Hasheni, right? The second one is the one that's going to blow shofar. And at the time of Hallel, the Rishon, meaning the one who does shachris, is going to be makra. He's going to sort of call out Hallel, and everybody else is going to respond to him, like we do in some parts of Hallel. The one says, why is it that we blow the shofar only during Masaf? Presumably it's because more people are in Shul. Even back then, more people came later. Right? Why don't we say Hallel also during Masaf? So that there are more people there. Okay. Ela Maishna Hallel de Barishon. Mishum, there's reason back in the mitzvah. So if you're going to tell me the reason you're doing the challah during Shachris is because you want to do a mitzvah as quickly as possible. Here's the reason back in the mitzvah. There's reason back in the mitzvah. This was a time of persecution, and therefore they didn't want us to blow. They decreed that we weren't going to blow shofar. And then they kept, as I guess they stayed during Shachris to make sure we weren't blowing shofar, and then they left when we draw the Torahs out, and they're like, okay, they're clearly done, maybe they did something else, and then they left, and then we blew shofar in Musaf. Okay, very interesting, specific.
Extremely long.
Yeah, right.
The guard gets bored.
Right, and he's like, I got things to do, college football's on, you know. So, I guess, it's very situational, but it continues till today. I don't know. When it says, at the time, the fact that it says, secondly, that during Hallel, the first one is Makra and the Kegula answers, it implies that in Rosh Hashanah you don't say Hallel. Because otherwise it would have said, this is my impression, it would have said Hallel before talking about Shofar, just chronologically, that's what happens. LMI talks about anything you ever do on Rosh Hashanah, that's just shofar. And then it talks about Hallel, that's referring to the other holidays. So why wouldn't it be the case that you say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, which is the truth for us also? Amr Rabbi Abba, Amr Malach HaShem, Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angels say to Hashem, Yibono Shel Olam, Yibnema En Yisrael Olam Shir Lefanecha, Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. Why is it that they don't say Hallel? Same as Gemara, obviously. Amr Lahem, Evshar Melach Yosef Akif Sekin, Vesifre Chaim, Vesifre Mesim, Silchon Lefan of Yisrael Om Shira. Right? You're going to stand in the middle of a court case and start singing praises. You're in the middle of a court case. You should have a little fear, a little reverence to the process that's going on. So Hashem says, Vesifre Chaim, Vesifre Mesim, the books of life and death are in front of you. How can you go along and sing Shira? You've got things to worry about. So Uncle, exactly what this means practically in terms of the nature of Rosh Hashanah. Does it have an element of Simcha or not? So we generally assume that there's Ksas Simcha, as the Rambam tells us. We don't say Hallel, but you do have to still eat meat. So what's that? Mishnah says, Shofar Rosh Hashanah im avir knows alav es ha-tchum. For the sake of the shofar, you don't bring it through the tchum, past the tchum. V'in mefakkin alav es ha-gal. And if the shofar is buried under some kind of debris, so you don't unearth it because it's all mukta. You don't go up into a tree in order to bring it down. You don't ride on an animal to go get it or to bring it somewhere. And you don't swim to go get it. Um, These are all presumably Isurei Drabbanan. Well, Tchum maybe not, but other things are Mukta. And this makes sense given the fact that we instituted a rabbinic decree against during the Shofar on Shabbos. V'ein choschen also v'ein b'davar shehu mishum shvus v'ein b'davar shehu mishum lo sasei. You're not allowed to sort of carve it out, I assume this means, something like that? Cut it somehow to make it sound better, or make it sound. But you could pour something through it, maybe because you're not touching it directly, or do something to it directly. You don't hold the children back from blowing. But you do... It's asking him, "Anchi yilmedu." I don't think this means. Does this mean on Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, on Rosh Hashanah. You don't tell them not to, but you can help them out and give them tips about how to blow a shofar. Hamisasek, and someone who does learn or is dealing with the shofar, regardless of whether he had kavana, lo yasa. Vashamem in hamisasek, lo yasa. I think we might have brought this up last week. You have to have kavanah for doing the shofar. So just playing around with it and training with it, that's not good enough. The Gemara says, my time, what's the reason that you're not allowed to do shofar in all these other instances about going past the tchum and about taking off the debris and about going in an animal? Shofar asehu, it's very possible that the blowing of the shofar is a mitzvah daraisa. V'yomtov aseh v'lo saseh. Yantif is a prohibition and it's a positive mitzvah, right? Shouldn't do any malacha. And it also says, v'yelachem shabbosom, right? That you should rest. That's a positive commandment. And therefore, v'ein aseh docha lo saseh v'aseh. And a positive commandment cannot be docha, a positive and negative commandment. Just the math doesn't add up. So now they're claiming that this is not a Drabbanan issue that we're talking about. These are all Yisurei Daraisa, but it sounds like at least unclear because none of these really are particularly Yisurei Daraisa. So maybe the Gemara is going to say that. Lo olam b'ilam v'lorochon al gavi v'hema v'chulei. It says not to go into the tree and not to ride on an animal. Hash is a Drabbanan amart lo. Daraisa mibaya. Now you're going to tell, if you're going to tell me that you can't even do a Drabbanan, does that mean you have to tell me about a daraisa? Of course, for a daraisa, you don't have to, and therefore it shouldn't be. Hold on here. Now these are daraisa. What's the drabbanan here? Which is ironically, Tchum might be derisa, but so the Gemara is now assuming that it's derabanan. But moving the rebel is definitely only a mukta thing. There's nothing about stones that are particularly going to lead you to do an isra derisa.
As opposed to the Torah with the derisa, which is climbing a tree or riding an animal.
So it's not that those are derisa themselves, but that they themselves can lead to a derisa. That is a little confusing, but it's a more machmir level of a derabanan, which we do make such distinctions sometimes, especially in terms of Shabbos, but not very often. But the point is, like if you remember, we said ein shvus b'mikdash. Remember that those gemaras where there's no such thing as a rabbinic decree in the Beis HaMikdash? So that depends on what type of derabanan we're talking about. If it's like, I've heard this, I'm not sure if we always pass like this, but if it's something which would lead to another issue, another iser, so then that would not apply in the Beis HaMikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash, people are more careful, right? That's the logic. People are more careful. They're not going to come to do something else just because they're doing one thing. But when it comes to an iser, which is like a din derabanan, not a gezer derabanan, not because you might do something else, but because the rabbi said this is an important thing not to do, so that still applies in the Beis HaMikdash. No. So here, this is the difference. The difference between removing debris and climbing a tree. removing debris is because you have absolutely no use for that. Now, it gets a little complicated because some will say that mukta generally is ultimately so that you don't come to take it out of versus rab, which is also like a gezerah. But some will say, no, it's about the essence of Shabbos, it's about resting on Shabbos and not doing things that are unnecessary, things like that. So here, removing debris is a problem. All of a stam darabanan. And now the other ones are things that would lead you to a daraisa. So obviously those would be problematic. The one says zu ve'ein tarach lomar zu katani. It's saying it in a not only this but also that. Ve'ein choschen osa ve'ein bedavar shehu mishum shvus ve'ein bedavar shehu mishum lo tasei. Regardless of what you're carving or how you're doing it, it's going to be us. You're not supposed to do it regardless if it's darabanan or a daraisa. So the one says mishum shvus magala lo. What's a type of implement that you would use? A magala, which is like something like a sickle. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how you're going to use that for a shofar. Is that that long blade, right? I guess you would just use the end of it, maybe. But it's because it's abnormal, that would only be an issur d'rabbanan. However, when it comes to a lotaseh, that's a bona fide issur d'oraisa, it would be a sakin. Sakina, like a real knife, a regular knife that you would use for carving, that wouldn't be a shinoi, that would be an issur d'oraisa. So Hashem Shemesh Marzlo, well, it's asking me, once you're going to tell me that you can't do the d'rabbanan, why do you have to tell me you can't do the d'oraisa? This is Tzarech Le'in Lo, Ve'ein Tzarech Lomar Zu Katani. Yeah, it's saying it in increasing order, not just this, but even that, or this, and obviously that. So the one says, Avalim Ratzel, Litzen Tzach Ma'im Al Yayim Yitin, you can put water or some kind of liquid through it. So Ein Meraglai, Yemahim O yain in meraglaim lo, lest you thought, oh, any liquid, that means I could, you know, put some urine through there. No, that's not nice. That's not, actually here I have in the notes that it says that it's because it's acidic, and it could actually ruin the shofar, not because it's disrespectful.
It says here the answer that it's beneficial. The acidity will, is good.
You're right.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah.
This is like with the incense.
The acid, right. The acid would clean it out, sterilize it, whatever. So even though that's the case, it's still no good. Like we say about the Ketoret, Meraglaim could be good. That's Nisan money. So Abba Shol, he, Ditanya Abba Shol, Omer, Maim O Yain, Mutra Kedelo Tachtoko, Meraglaim Aser Mivne Kavod. Okay, so there's the one. There's the explicit mention of it. That it's not nice because it's not b'chavodik. That's the issue. Something so you could use water and wine to clean it out, but not urine because it's not respectful. In Machnas Tzitzon Mitzvah, you don't hold back the children from blowing. So here's what people are asking last week. Hanash Machvin, the implication is that you don't hold back a child. Who do you hold back? Maybe you hold back a woman from blowing. So the Gemara says, wait a second, is that true? Tanya, the brisa says, the women are included with the children in this other brisa. So Amar Rabbi Lokasha Harav Yehuda Harav Yosef Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, the Daber of Israel. The prophet says, when it comes to karbanos, speak to the Jewish people. And obviously, we don't always darshan the words Bnei Yisrael to mean men and not women. But in this case, we have a specific mesorah. Bnei Yisrael Somchem V'in Benos Yisrael Somchos. That the Jewish men are the ones that can do smicha on a karban, and not the Jewish women. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Nashim Somchos Rishus. That they think that it's true that the pasuk says it specifically by men, and that the men are the ones that are obligated to do so, to do the smicha on the karban, to put their hands on the karban, whatever. Nashim, however, are allowed to. This is machlokas. When we say that a woman is not allowed to do something, or a woman is not obligated to do something, does that mean we hold her back from doing it? Or does that mean that she's allowed to volunteer to do it?
The note here says the Shulchan Aruch says that a woman wants to blow a shofar, she can.
Right. I think we don't hold her back from doing it. It's just that she can't be mostly anybody else. So it's a little impractical. This is a long Tosos over here, famous Tosos, which comes up in a couple other places in Shas also, about our minhag. Tosos we know is Ashkenazic. So this whole Tosafot is all justifying the women saying brachos on a mitzvah they're not obligated in. Very important Tosafot, right? Sukkah and and lulav, right? As an Ashkenazi, the women can say brachos, but the Sephardim disagree with the Tosos. And if you look at the Tosos, to be honest, in the end of the day, he doesn't have a clear, convincing argument. But that's how the halacha comes out. Tosos are doing time, I believe. Okay. Avamis askim behemach yilmedu. You can help them and train them. Amr Rabbi Elazar, afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. I don't exactly know what you're doing with it, but this is saying even on Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah, but not other Shabboses. Tanenam yehalchim misaskim behen ashilim duafilu b'Shabbos ve'in ma'asven esfilus mevkol b'Shabbos ve'in tarach lomar b'yom tov. You don't hold them back from doing it on Shabbos and not yom. So haguf agasha. Wait a second. Amar misaskim behen ashilim duafilu b'Shabbos amlo chachilam reading tiku. You said you deal with them even on Shabbos. That means that you can allow them to blow. And then you said you don't hold them back. But ideally you would say, you would not say for them to blow. So the Gemara says, look, Kasha, Khan, the other Bryce, the cousin Shigil Chinuch, the Khan, the cousin Shigil Chinuch, when it comes to a child that's already gotten to the age where you're supposed to start doing mitzvot, so then you can, I'm saying it differently. The when it comes to a child who's getting to the age where it's important to do the mitzvot, so then you can teach him how to blow shofar. But in the Braisa where it says you don't hold back, that's why in a younger child who doesn't really need to, and therefore you shouldn't really encourage it, because he's not at that age where he's starting to do mitzvot yet. Okay. Namazastik lo yasa. And someone who's just playing around and training with the shofar but doesn't have kavanah is not going to use it. Shir yasa. That means where you're not just playing around, but you're actually blowing for musical purposes, so maybe that is good enough. We said this before, earlier last week. And this is supportive of what Rava said back on Chav Chesamad Aleph, that if he blows for the sake of a melody, it would still be yose if he happens to blow the way the shofar is supposed to be blown. So Dilma Zakela Shir Nami Misasek Karele, maybe blowing for a song is also considered like Misasek, like training. So Gemara says, maybe it's not a support of Rava, because maybe that's not the same thing. Maybe when Rava says Hatzakela Shir, that's the same thing as what we're saying here, and in which case it would be a Loyata. And maybe Rava disagrees generally about at least this part, this type of misasek, that it's Yose. Okay? Interesting. I don't know how we paskin on that. It seems like we paskin on that. That's also training. If you don't have kavana, even if you're doing it for a melody, it doesn't work. So Gemara says, v'hashamem in a also someone who's listening is not going to be Yose, v'hashamem min ha'mashmeh la'atzmo, my yatsa. My yasa. Lema tavitiv to Rabbi Zera. Zamrle Rabbi Zera l'shame ichavi nuskali. Rabbi Zera had said, if you remember these gemaras, we already talked about this, but Rabbi Zera said, make sure you have kavanah to be motzi me when you blow your shofar. That sounds like just if he was just blowing for himself, that wouldn't be good enough for Rabbi Zera to be yose. Where it sounds like here, it would be. It was a dilma aiditanarish misasik tananamaste from misasik. It's not really teaching us that you have to have kavanah or not kavanah, but what it means, it's just using parallel phrasing. But the one who is being misasek, hashamea min ha-misasek, what it means is hashamea min ha-mashmia. Hashamea min ha-misasek. Hashamea min ha-misasek is the same thing as hashamea min ha-mashmia, someone who's being yosei for himself. It's still not good enough according to Rabbi Zeir, who says that the person who's blowing has to have kavanah for you also. It's not just that he has to not be misasik, but he also has to have kavanah. Okay, new Mishnah. Seder Tekios, Shalosh. Famous Gemara. I talked about this in my first Shabbos Shulah Drasha. That the way that you blow the shofar is 3 times 3. Or 3 times 3, 3. Shir Tekia, Kishalosh Truos. The measurement of a tekiya is 3 truas. Shir trua kishalosh shivavos. We haven't defined our terms here. When it says
three truos for our sake, let's call that a shvarim, right? So here, now we're going to say shir trua, and the shir of one of those three is shelosh yivavos. Yivavos is like a short sound, like we would do for what we call a trua. So taka b'rishonu mashach b'shinya kishtayim. If you blow, we had said this before a few times, that if you blow the first real tekiah and it's elongated to the extent that it's the same measurement of two.
So what he's calling it through, we call it.
Yeah, exactly. Bereshonu mashach b'shinya kishtayim, ein biyado el achas. Just because you have one long blow, that's the measurement of two, does not mean that you get two blows worth. It's only one. If you remember, we had this whole discussion, the first beginning of a blow, the end of a blow, why can't one blow count for two? Fine. He said, because you have to break in the middle. Misha berach, v'achachach nesmanolo l'shofar. Someone who davens the Shemona Esrei, but he didn't have a shofar when he davened Shemona Esrei, which is the time that historically they would blow shofar during Shemona Esrei, and then only afterwards gets a shofar. Tokeo Maria v'tokeo Shalosh Pamim. He should blow it three times, as opposed to what you would have done in Shemona Esrei, where you split it up like we do in our Shemona Esrei in the Chazaras Hashav. So you should do it right at very consecutively. I think that's what it means. The chiyuv of shofar is the same for everybody, not just the shliach tzibur or the people. Everyone's chayev in shofar. Rabbi Gamliel omer shliach tzibur motzi et haravim dechavasan. Rabbi Gamliel, unclear if he's actually disagreeing, but he's saying that he has to be motzi everybody else. Okay.
We're dealing with hundreds of pages, and I don't know how anybody would have remembered it without a machzor, without a block, and nobody had a block.
So. Right. You're talking about, right. Everybody's chayav in davening. So the person who's davening has to have in mind that he's emote to other people. Rav Gamliel says that he's emote to other people. Unclear if they're arguing. We'll see in the Gemara. V'atayin of the Mishnah, the Braisa tells us, doesn't the Braisa tell us, shir tekiah ketrua? That the key is the same as the trua. So Omar Abayi Tana Didan Kachashav Tzikia Tzikul Hubave. When we say Tzikia, we're referring to all the different sounds together. With truos Tzikul Hubave. And the truos is referring to all of the three rounds. So it's as if it was saying the three tekiyas are like the three truas, meaning they all add up to the same thing. So Tana Bra, but this other Tana, Kachashiv Chadbaba Vitulo. So he's not adding them up to equal each other, he's just talking about one general round, meaning the entirety of all the truas add up to the entirety of all the tekiyas. It's just one to one. So when I say Shir Trua Kishalashi Vavos, we said that. Wait, what? Did our Mishnah say that?
Yeah.
No, our Mishnah is Shir Tzikia Kishalos Truos. Oh, now we're saying Shir Trua Kishalos Shuvah. See, that was the second part. Yeah. So the Hatan and the Braisa says Shir Trua Kishalos Shvarim. The Braisa says, which we'll quote again tomorrow, that the Shir of a Trua is three Shvarim. So Amar Abayi, Beha Vadai Pligi. For this, we definitely disagree. There's no way of getting around this. Because the pasuk says, Yom Trua Yelachem Targaminan Yom Yavava Yehelachon. Yavava is like a whale, right? So how do you translate Yom Trua? The uncle says that it's Yavava. Uchsiv Ve'imei De Sistra, and it says by the mother of Sistra, Va'ara Cholo Nishkava V'atyabev Im Sistra. This is also by the Targum. No, it's the pasuk itself says Vatiabev, that she's wailing, she's crying out. So Marsavar Ganuchi Ganach, Umarsavar Yiluli Yalil. Right? One of them thinks the Braisa says that the true is like a shvarim. That's because it's like a kvetch. It's a longer emotion. But Marsavar, the one who says it's a bunch of little ones, that's Yalilul Yal. So it's more like a weeping. Okay, so Tanu Rabbanan Minayin Shishubashofar Tanu. Minayin shebishofar. How do you know that a trua is done with a shofar? Tamalo about the shofar trua. In liyala b'yovel Rosh Hashanah minayin. How do you know that's referring to a yovel? What about Rosh Hashanah? Tamalo mar b'chol shashvi. She ain't tamalo mar b'chol shashvi. You don't have to tell me that. I already know that Rosh Hashanah is in the time of Menachem Lomar Achorosh HaShvi, Shiyu Kol Shrua Shachor HaShvi, because Zek HaZek. Everything in Tishrei is the same. The ones that you do for Yovel are the same ones you do for Shofar. I mean, Ein Sheh, Pshuta, Lifnau, Tam Alomer. How do you know that there's a Shofar, a regular Tekiah beforehand? The Vaz says, Zavar to Shofar, Trua. Pshuta, so it says Shofar and then Trua. I assume that's what it means. Or Ha'avara, you bring it before. Pshuta, Shep, how do you know you have to, Uminayin, Shep, Pshuta, Achara, Tam Alomer, Taviru, Shofar. Afterwards, it says you do it again. Namely, Allah, but Yovel Rosh Hashanah, how do you mean Ayin? Tamalom Rachosh Hashvi, Shain Tamalom Rachosh Hashvi, you don't need to say 7 months, Tamalom Rachosh Hashvi, Shiyu Kol Shuos Achosh Hashvi, Zekazah. That they should all be the same thing, because that last passage of Tavir Shofar was like Yom Kippur. So we take the Yom Kippur passage, we apply it to Rosh Hashanah, because it also applies in the 7th month. Okay, Shkaya.
Excellent.